2, The Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. And check out Dr. Oz and Dr. Roizen's website, youbeauty.com. Here are Joe Galewski, Dr. Deb Lonser, and of course, Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
The passionate radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen, Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 7-Eleven is the phone number, 877-711-5211, 877-711-5211. A lot of people like to use email. That's fine. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. 17 past the hour, toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg is back with some very interesting stories about Home Depot, telephone poles in your drinking water, and the driveway wars. Dr. Gary Ginsberg at 17 past the hour, 34 past the hour.
Joe, how often do you coat your driveway?
Every other year.
Every other year.
Yes.
And what do you use?
I don't. Somebody does it for me, but it's a tar sealant.
Yeah, I have no idea what we use. We do it every other year. My wife gets it done, thank God. But I have no idea what it is that we use, and we're probably polluting.
You probably are. Yeah, it's a tar sealant like Gary wants to talk about today. We do it every year, but keeps the driveway protected. Okay, how about Straight Talk from the Docs at 34 past the hour with Dr. Arthur Perry? What are you talking about today?
Well, we've got a number of subjects. One is oily skin, what you should do for
finally.
Oily skin. And then we also got one on, if you will, there's a ad about a taking your tattoo off by yourself at your home.
Oof.
It's called a magic wand. And we're going to ask Arthur about how good that is. And so we have, if we get past those two, I've got three more beauty subjects for Arthur or cosmetic subjects for Arthur. But the New Jersey, one of which is New Jersey's governor, banned tanning salons for those under the age of 18.
Yes.
And I know Arthur was campaigning for this, and I want to know if he's going to vote for the governor because of it.
And his new skincare line just was launched.
And his new skincare line, Clean Time, was just launched.
It's a great segment every week. Straight Talk from the Docs in this hour at 34 past the hour. And another related tip from Dr. Mike Roizen before the end of the hour is pricing a plane ticket based on the passenger's weight fare. If you're taking an international flight on tiny Samoa Air, if you use Samoa Air, your fare will be based on your weight along with that of your luggage. I asked the panel.
I think, yes.
In American Airlines, on airlines that originate in America, it seems to me that we pay based on, if you will, a seat usage, because that's what they use. They don't use, there is a little extra, if you will, for the fuel if you weigh maybe 300 pounds versus you weigh 150, but it is the space in the plane that you take that is most important, and only, I think, if you're overflowing one seat should they charge more, because it is space, not actually weight.
But weight matters, too. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a limit of 50 pounds for your luggage, and I think that it's ridiculous that...
Don't you think they just do that so they can charge more?
That could be part of it, too, right?
Maybe,
I think weight is pretty small part of the total cost of the plane, running the plane.
Well, I think if they're able to charge you more for having a suitcase over 50 pounds when you're a 150-pound person, say you have a 50-pound bag, that's 200 pounds total that you're contributing to the plane. So a 300-pound person, I don't see what the difference is in having them pay more when they're contributing more weight.
Maybe
Joe, can you settle this? Can you be the judge of this panel?
I think it's a good thing to do. I think there's nothing more irritating than to be in a seat next to somebody who spills over into mine. I mean, that's pretty irritating. Maybe there's a more equitable way to do it. Maybe BMI is a fair way to do it. A tall person can be average weight for his height, but if he was 1 foot smaller, he'd be overweight. And again, Mike, let me ask you this. You know, I'm sure overweight people, when they hear about this, and this is again in Samoa Air, their airplanes aren't
and,
as.
And if you judge the football players from Samoa.
Yeah,
who gets on Samoa Air?
Yeah.
There are some big guys.
Obviously, though, overweight people will be, you know, naturally stigmatized by this, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the message.
Let's go to another subject, Joe.
It was an interesting subject.
I liked that subject, Joe.
I think it was, well, it was one of the top stories, and we'll see if the other airlines will. We'll do this someplace down the line.
I like the story on balding men have higher risks of heart attacks. And it's not just a little higher. If you're balding in hair loss on both on the top and the crown of your head, it is a 70% increased risk of heart attack. And remember, if you will, balding men also have an increased risk of prostate cancer. And it's thought both of those pertain to more testosterone. And I was thinking, what are we doing when we have these ads on TV about, is it low T? Well, low T may help protect you. And low T is, by the way, if you have to shave once a day, meaning if you're shaving, if you're still shaving, your testosterone, no matter what the number is effective at giving you male effects. So shaving is the key for men in knowing where their testosterone level is.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, if it's 70, you know, we're selling testosterone on TV by the androgel. Do you have low T, et cetera? These guys are going to increase their risk of heart disease and increase their risk of prostate cancer. It scares me a little that we're advertising this. So I think one has to be a little careful in that low T, and don't worry about low T as long as you're shaving once a day.
Oh, so that's what I'm learning out of this show. That's what I'm taking away from today's show. So if you have to, I shave every other day, but my beard grows all the time. So if you're growing a beard, your testosterone should be okay?
Your testosterone, if your hair follicles are coming out, meaning you have to shave, what that means is the amount of testosterone you have is able to cause that effect. And that correlates with all the other effects of testosterone in the human body.
Wow, that's very interesting. Dr. Mike, a new endorsement for fish. What is it?
This is another excellent study where they looked at the omega-3s in the blood, and they said, do the omega-3 levels in blood, that omega-3 is the healthy fat from fish, do they correlate with longevity or with health? And this is, in fact, the higher your level of omega-3, the less likely you are to die, the less likely you are to have a death from coronary artery disease, and the less likely you are to die from an abnormal heartbeat. If you don't eat salmon and ocean trout, which are the fish in America that have predictable omega-3s, you probably should take a DHA omega-3 tablet and have some walnuts with it. So you want to get as pure an omega-3. And the interesting study is you want one in the TG format. If you're going to have fish oils, look to make sure it's TG and not EE, because the EE is a component of the fish oils that doesn't seem to have the same beneficial effect as that in the TG format. So, Joe, either DHA from algae or eat salmon and trout.
Sounds great. 877-711-5211. 877-711-5211 on the phone. udocs@gmail.com is the email address. Don't forget Dr. Arthur Perry at 34 past the hour. Straight talk from the docs. But he's back today, our toxicologist, Dr. Gary Ginsberg. Home Depot has some explaining to do possibly about what they're involved in. How about that telephone pole in your neighborhood? Is it toxic to your drinking water? And we talked about sealing driveways. People do that every year, every couple of years. There's a driveway war over coal tar sealants out there. Dr. G at 17 past the hour. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. October 8th through the 14th is National Fire Prevention Week, a great time to brush up on fire safety skills. We've all heard of stop, drop, and roll, but there's also the first up, last out rule. This method was developed after studies revealed that children don't always wake up when a fire alarm sounds. Even if they do, they are often disoriented and confused by the noise and commotion. Under these circumstances, children may decide it's safer to hide under the bed or in a closet than venture out into the darkness and smoke. First up, last out aims to avoid that situation. When a smoke alarm goes off, the first person up, usually an adult, is responsible for finding and ushering everyone out of the house. So while a working smoke detector more than doubles your chance of surviving a fire, it is also important to ensure that no one gets left behind. And for more information on children's health and safety, visit www.aap.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to Dr. Michael Roizen, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galewski on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Welcome back to the show, brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins and YouBeauty.com. It's called What's Toxic and What's Not. It's been on. It's been missed for a while. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, our toxicologist segment, is back after some time off. Good to have you back, Dr. G. You were missed.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know, but I'm sure you guys covered the toxic stories because we can't let the public be ignorant about toxics.
No, Dr. Mike did a terrific job covering those in your absence, but it's good to have you back here on the show weekly as well. So, yeah. Home Depot, what's the situation with Home Depot? They've got an issue here?
Well, you know, first of all, when you go into the hardware store, you really should think about reading the labels, because there are a lot of products that when you, as soon as you get them out into your car, they are technically a hazardous waste, and you can't just pour them down the drain kind of thing. You have to bring them to your town's household hazardous waste collection day. So with that as backdrop, Southern California has some of the worst air quality in the country. In 2012, they failed their ozone criteria 115 days of the year. And what's contributing to that, they believe, is all the paint and the coatings and the sealants that volatilize or off-gas, evaporate from them, these chemicals that contribute to air pollution. You know, you don't think of when you're putting paint on the outside or the inside of your house that it's going to go into the general airstream and lead to ozone, but that's exactly what happens. So we've been cutting back as a society on the amount of these, what I'll call VOCs, or volatile organic chemicals, that can be in things like hairspray and on furniture polish for about a decade now, and that's to preserve our lungs in the summertime from ozone. But Home Depot has just fined $10 million for selling paint, basically, and varnishes and that kind of thing, that off-gas too much. So just the fact that they didn't, that they still offered for sale some of the high-emitting products, they got fined. And I don't think they're going to get fined across the country. This is a very, very touchy subject in Southern California, including L.A., which does have the worst air quality in the country. But they got slapped down there. But what's fascinating to me about this is that the store was held responsible. So, you know, you can have the manufacturer that makes this stuff responsible. But really, where California stepped in was at the point of sale and saying you shouldn't be selling products that are going to be the equivalent of several million cars on the road. That's what these paint products add up to, the equivalent of the volatile emissions of several million cars just in Southern California alone.
So,
anyway, I think the bottom line of the story is, you know, you're breathing, your nose is breathing in these volatiles too. There are studies in painters that have neurological damage from breathing in these volatile chemicals. So one really wants to pick low-emitting water-based paints and solvents. Never, never, never use something on the inside of your house that's intended for exterior use, because that usually means it's got more solvents.
Well, Dr. Mike and I seal our driveways every couple of years. Dr. Mike, you concerned about that? I think you were when we were talking about it.
Yeah, I was wondering, what should I ask about, and what do I need to know about this?
Okay, so it's really good that you guys are concerned, because it's both a broader environmental issue as well as a personal exposure issue. There's two basic kinds of driveway sealant. There is the creosote or coal tar-based, and then there is the asphalt-based driveway sealant. The asphalt-based is relatively low in what we call polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. Just remember the term PAH. PAHs are pretty potent carcinogens, and you don't want to handle those directly. You don't want to be putting those on a driveway in which it's going to crack and degrade. And there have been studies done. This is the shocking thing to me, that these products are still on the market. The coal tar-based ones have shown that they become turn into dust over time, and that the homes right next to a driveway or parking lot have higher levels, statistically significantly 3 to 4 times more PAHs inside the home, in the carpeting, and the floor dust. So kids and pets are going to be exposed to what you're putting on the driveway. So what you want to do, Mike and Joe, is use the asphalt-based, not the coal tar-based. Asphalt-based works just as well. It doesn't give you as high a shine. But, you know, if you're worried about keeping up with the Joneses in terms of the shine, you know, get a nice edge in there. But don't get a really shiny black driveway with the coal tar. You're going to get your own personal exposure. And when that runs off into the storm drain, that pollutes also the nearby creeks and rivers, and the fish get it.
So when you have your driveway sealed, they tell you to stay off it for a week, and then You know, yeah. And you start using it, walking on it, driving on it, but you're probably still bringing it into the house by walking on it even after a week, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, the week period is just to let it cure properly. But after, so there's an immediate exposure when you're sealing it because, you know, on a warm summer night, those fumes are coming right off into your breathing zone. So you're getting some exposure there. But the exposure that I'm more concerned about is over time, over the course of the next several years, as it slowly degrades, it's creating a dust that blows right into your home that's enriching your house with a basically with a carcinogen.
All right. So before we shake you loose, Dr. G, how about telephone poles and drinking water? What's the story?
Yeah, well, this is related to the last story. Actually, all my stories tend to tie together because it's all about what's toxic, what's not. But, you know, when we're talking about creosote and coal tar, what they used to treat telephone poles with to preserve them so they wouldn't rot and fall. You know, nobody wants a telephone pole to get all mildewed and rotting and then fall on some car or fall on your house. So it is important to have a preservative in the telephone pole. But it's just a matter of where these telephone poles are put and what kind of preservative. They used to use coal tar-based, and they were too toxic. You know, surprise, surprise. So they got rid of those, and now they're using PCP-treated telephone poles, by and large, throughout the country. That's pentachlorophenol. And the problem that was discovered in Vermont recently is that if you have these poles too close to a drinking water supply, like your own house private well, it could contaminate the well with level, and this, you know, PCP is also a carcinogen and causes a bunch of neurological problems, and it can leach. So these poles have impregnated in them this pesticide, basically, but it can leach over time, percolate, find its way down to the water table, and then get into nearby drinking water wells. And the problem is increasing, we think, because they're trying to site power lines and telephone poles further from trees, and so they use it, tending to use road right-of-ways instead of woodland right-of-ways, and along roads tend to be houses, and houses could have the well, you know, right by, right there. So if you've got a line of telephone poles, you want to make sure if they're putting those in near your house that it's not near your well. You always want to be testing your well anyway for things like PCP and other chemicals to make sure that what you're drinking is as clean and pristine as is healthy.
And the good thing now, a lot of communities are building now, Gary, are going to underground cables, so they're not
exactly
even putting telephones up, telephone poles.
I know. Hey, when we got a snowstorm 2 Octobers ago and we lost power for 2 weeks, it was like,
yeah.
Okay, I'd rather not have you cut down all the trees in my neighborhood.
Right.
I'd much rather have you put
right.
the lines underground.
Dr. Gary Ginsberg, what's toxic and what's not? Get to his website. You'll find things there that are toxic, and you'll find things that aren't. So some things may surprise you. What's toxic.com is his website. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, right after the break, it's Dr. Arthur Perry, and they'll be on, Dr. Mike and Dr. Arthur Perry, on with the Straight Talk from the Docs. And you cannot leave the show today until you hear Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week. If you miss a guest, you miss a segment, you miss a Real Age Tip of the Week, you really don't miss it. If you miss a show, if you're away, you never miss it. Just go to RadioMD.com, and you will very easily find what you need to hear. And we thank you for listening every week. UDocs@gmail.com, UDocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on RadioMD. Thanks for listening, and stay well.
I am a face of influenza.
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 We all are faces of influenza.
I'm a mom. And I'm a face of influenza.
Health officials now recommend
everyone
6 months of age and older get immunized against influenza this
and every year.
Vaccination is safe and is the best way to help protect yourself and your family from contracting and spreading the flu.
We all are faces of influenza.
See your healthcare provider about getting immunized. The American Lung Association urges everyone 6 months of age and older, and we mean everyone, to get vaccinated.
Visit facesofinfluenza.org.
Influenza is serious. So are we. Get vaccinated.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away.
I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Yeah. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
I didn't think it was anything.
I had pain in my abdomen. It just wouldn't go away. I was spotting, but I had already gone through menopause.
These symptoms may be nothing, but they could be early warning signs of a gynecologic cancer, such as cervical, ovarian, or uterine cancer.
Seeing my doctor probably saved my life.
Warning signs are not the same for everyone. If you think something's wrong, see your doctor. Ask about gynecologic cancer. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO for more information. A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is Torticure, and it's more than just a bike ride. It's a celebration. It's where every turn of the pedal helps stop diabetes. Where cyclists of all levels come together to make a difference, to raise money, and to raise hope. It's the ride of your life. It's Torticure. Register today at diabetes.org/tour. That's diabetes.org/tour.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. And now joining Drs. Roizen and Lonzer is renowned plastic surgeon, Dr. Arthur Perry.
Dr. Perry, you had a major launch this week.
I did, Mike. I did. This was a big week for me.
What happened? What happened? Tell us about Clean Time.
Well, we launched the new skincare company, Mike. And I've got my long-awaited products, one called Nighttime and one called Clean Time. And, in fact, they're hopefully at your house when you get home this evening. You'll find some at your door. But if not, it'll be there Monday. So we launched the products after
I hope it's in a brown paper wrapper so I can rewrap it and give it to my wife as a gift.
You're bad.
That's right. You tell her you went out and you purchased it. That's correct.
Well, I did a lot of difficult things to get this, but now where is it on the web so people can do it really easily?
Well, it's called drperrys.com. Couldn't be easier, Mike.
drperrys.com.
Yes.
No apostrophe.
And no apostrophe. You can't have apostrophes in URLs. It's just drperrys.com.
Why not
and,
Dr. Perry?
And you'll
Perry?
See... what's that?
Why not Dr. Perry, then? Why did you choose it with an
you
S
know,
on?
Doc... Because Michael I could not get drperry.com. I tried. Someone else, there's another Dr. Perry out there that has it.
But no one could be as good. Now, is it useful for treating? Is the clean time useful for treating oily skin? Because I wanted to talk to you about oily skin.
Oh, I've been dying to talk about oily skin.
All right. I know. For 3 weeks now. So I am ready for you to talk about it. Yes, clean time is useful. It is useful. And the reason it is useful is because it does not irritate the skin. Because things that irritate the skin tend to make you produce more oil. And the reason for that is oil is one of the defenses. It's one of our defenses. You know, our skin, even though we're in the year 2013, our skin doesn't know that it's not 100,000 years ago. So what it does is when there's a chemical that assaults it, it has a few different defenses. One, it will make more skin, so it'll make a callus, right? Mm-hmm. So on your hands, when you irritate your hands repeatedly by either work or exposure to chemicals, you make a thick callus to protect yourself from those chemicals. It's a very primitive response. The other response, and the only other response that our skin can do, is make more protective oils. Protective oils. Now, Bridget, you thought they were bad oils. They're actually protective oils. They're good for you.
They are. I mean, they seem
bad. Well, wait. How are they good for us, Arthur?
Well, for one thing, they actually seal the spaces between the cells, so the cells of the skin, and contribute to that all-important barrier of the skin. So they protect us from chemicals and irritants getting into our body and poisoning us or hurting our cells. They keep us somewhat waterproof. That's part of the waterproofing of our body. But interestingly also, Mike, they are toxic. These oils are toxic to certain types of bacteria, the gram-positive bacteria, and you know what that is, but the listeners don't, but that's staph, very common, and strep. So those two types of bacteria die when they're exposed to sebum, which is the oil of our skin. Interestingly, for you scientists out there, gram-negative bacteria do not die when they're exposed to sebum. So that means things like E. coli and the fecal bacteria are not hurt by sebum. That doesn't protect us from that. So keep the fecal stuff away from your skin. But the staph, that does get killed. The other thing it does, Mike, and I know you're a fan of this, is that your sebum, whether you know it or not, is genetically programmed to attract your wife.
Really?
Well,
that's
how you choose your mate, right? So that's part of how
your
mate. And so it's not that it was programmed in advance to find my current wife, my one and only, Nancy, but it was, in fact, she and I chose each other partially because of our sebum.
That's
right.
So when you were speed dating, Mike, going from one date to the next at that little thing that you had 35, 40 years ago, when you smelled your wife subconsciously, it wasn't an odor that you could really detect, but your brain did. Those are those things called pheromones. They're in your sebum, and they either tend to attract or repel you from your mate or your future mate. You're either attracted to someone because of it, or you don't want to ever date them again. You might not even know why. So it's actually interesting. So these are all the functions of the oil in your skin that you spend so much time trying to get rid of, don't you, Bridget?
Yeah, so does that mean that I'm going to attract someone that also has oily skin so my kids are screwed?
No, please. Please.
Oh, my goodness. No, not at all. It has nothing to do with that.
We should go to another subject, Arthur. Talk about
no,
this.
No, but what do you do to reduce it if you don't like it?
What do you do to reduce it if you don't like the oil?
Okay.
Use clean time.
All right. Very quickly, because I know Mike wants to talk about something else now, but there are a few things. The most potent reducer of the oil is vitamin A in virtually any form, the retinoids. So if you have a lot of oil production, people might, doctors might prescribe Accutane because oil production is associated with acne.
It's got a lot of risk for potentially pregnant people. So, Bridget, since you're in the wrong age, do not use Accutane.
Unless
you get a serious problem, do not. So let's make sure of that. So, but you can't, but there are, for example, in nighttime, there is vitamin A, right?
Correct.
So if she used that at night, that would help her.
I do expect that all types of vitamin A, from prescription retin A to retinol to the stuff that's in mine, will decrease oil production. And that, by the way, takes a couple weeks to see the effect, which is why when you start on retin A, your skin begins to get a little bit irritated at about 2 weeks.
So it's not an
overnight effect.
Okay.
So that's the most common thing.
And what other things can she do?
Well, you know, that's the best one. You know, benzoyl peroxide is another one that may help. There's an amino acid, carnitine, L-carnitine, that helps. It's not in a commercial preparation yet, but it probably will be. Something called mandelic acid.
We're going to say no to that, and I'm going to tell you to tune in next week to hear why no on that.
All right. I want to know that. So there are some things.
The major study is coming out tomorrow on that, and I'm not going to tell you about it because I'm embargoed till tomorrow. But there's a major study coming out tomorrow about that.
Interesting. Okay. We'll be on the edge of our chairs until next week.
Yeah, we'll stay tuned.
All right.
Okay, so basically nighttime.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I left out some very important point, what our sebum does for us. Probably the most important thing also is it delivers the antioxidant vitamin E to our skin.
Well, when we come back, we can talk more about that. But now we've got to actually take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about home tattoo removal and also about the New Jersey governor, whether you're going to vote for him based on what he did with tanning parlors this week.
Are you tired of getting sick and tired? Are you tired of doctors not knowing what's wrong with you? D-Herbs may have the answer. D-Herbs, number one in herbal remedies. D-Herbs' main goal is to enlighten and properly educate people to the importance of human health and nutrition. D-Herbs, home of the full body cleanse. Everyone needs to cleanse. If you eat meat and dairy products, you need to cleanse. If you're eating processed foods, you need to cleanse. 90% of today's diseases that we suffer from are diet-related. Cleansing opens a door to healing and rejuvenation. Whether you need help with a chronic disease, weight loss, or to jumpstart and eliminate fatigue, D-Herbs Full Body Cleanse can help. There's a better way to live and healthier way to live. Experience healing. Visit us at dherbs.com. That's dherbs.com. Or call us at 866-434-3727. That's 866-434-3727.
If you know the symptoms and get the facts, you'll know the signs of a heart attack. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if it sounds familiar, call 911.
Pain in your neck, chest,
arms, or jaw,
shortness of breath,
please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness,
it's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, shortness of breath, cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together, we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. Kids often test parental limits and rules, and sometimes parents decide enough is enough. That's when a timeout may be effective. Timeouts stop children from getting attention after they misbehave. Timeouts work best for children between the ages of 2 and 5, but can be effective for kids as old as 10 in some cases. A rule of thumb is 1 minute of timeout for every year of your child's age. For example, a 4-year-old would get a 4-minute timeout. Some guidelines for a timeout. Give the timeout immediately after the unacceptable behavior so your child knows why she's being disciplined. Explain clearly why the behavior was unacceptable. Calmly place your child in a quiet, boring, but secure place. If she gets up, quietly explain that her timeout isn't over and return her to her seat. When it is over, wipe the slate clean and remember to praise your child each time and every time she shows acceptable behaviors. With a minute for kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are the You Docs, Dr. Michael Roizen and Dr. Arthur Perry.
Arthur, what's this about home tattoo removal? Could LeBron do this at home? He was complaining about one of his tattoos on his upper left arm. Could he do home tattoo removal at home?
Let's hope not, Mike. You know, this is one that is becoming very popular. There are many, many products out there.
Magic
that
wand!
That are supposed to remove... What's that? Magic wand. That's right. That's one of them. And then there's a... Neomaglite, that's another one. That's a light one. There's Wrecking Bomb. There's all sorts of stuff. So the question is, do they work? And in order to answer that question, we have to understand what tattoos are. Now, they're unregulated pigments, Mike, unregulated by the FDA. They can have absolutely anything in them. There are no regulations.
What do you mean can have anything in them?
Well, there can be heavy metals. Iron, cadmium, who knows? There are no regulations. It can have organic materials. So the dark ones like blacks and dark blues and purples, those usually have heavy metals in them, mostly iron. The lighter colors, yellows and oranges and reds, often have organic chemicals in them as opposed to metals. So all those are particularly bad for you, by the way. And in particular, because they're not regulated by the FDA, we're actually allowing people to put drugs in their body with, you know, under the skin without any regulations whatsoever. Having said that, once about 60 or 70 million people in the United States have tattoos now. It's a crazy number. Once we look at those people... we know that many of them want these tattoos off because, Bridget, many people get tattoos without really thinking about it.
But not
it's a permanent reminder of a temporary feeling.
That's right. And why do you think they're open very late at night? Because when the alcohol starts to flow, it's a lot easier to make that decision. So...
True.
Or my favorite ones are the ones done on the beach. in Venice, California. Unbelievable. How's that for sterility? But all those things aside, many people get these tattoos and then want them off as early. I've seen people the next day. The next day, they've come and they've called my office at 9 in the morning. Can you work me in? I got to get this thing off. Well, it's true.
Is it so, easier to remove if you get it quicker?
No. I don't think there's any evidence. There are no studies that have been done. I suppose it might be, Mike, but what happens is that dye, the material, is quickly incorporated into cells. So it doesn't stay between cells. It's part of the cell. And the cells see it as something foreign, and they eat it because they want it away from the rest of the cells. So because of that, it's within your skin. It's not just floating freely. You can't just erase this stuff. So, and it's fairly deep in the skin, and it depends on the type of tattoo. The professional tattoos, it's a uniform depth, and the amateur ones that when you numb up the area with an ice cube and tattoo yourself, which so many people have done, with a needle and some India ink, and that's how it's done. Those things are of varying depth, so they can be very deep or very superficial. So, now, the laser is the best way to remove these things, and what it really is doing, it is burning out the tattoo. It's burning it out. It's heating up the pigment, and it explodes the cells, and those cells die. The pigment gets released, and it disperses. Other cells pick it up, and you have to do the laser, have a treatment anywhere from 3 to 20 treatments to get rid of these things, and then you're left with the ghost of the tattoo because it's just a burn at that point. It's a scar. There aren't any real good ways to remove it otherwise. But these things that you're talking about, Mike, are these creams that people have been using. So do you think they work?
I don't know. This one wasn't a cream. The magic wand heats things up, and there's all kinds of warnings.
Yeah.
Don't use it on thigh tattoos. Be careful if you get it in your... And it says there is a cream, but it also heats the cream, apparently.
I guess no, it doesn't help.
Well, the creams themselves do not. But some of these techniques use microdermabrasion, so they're trying to create a little bit of a wound. Some of them, there's these massager type of things to remove the epidermis and get this, get these creams in deeper. There might be some benefit to some of these creams with the combination of the cream and the mechanical technique, but I don't recommend it. I think it's really dangerous. You're basically creating a wound in your body and in a non-sterile situation. There are cases of what's called hypertrophic scars, big red ray scars from these treatments. There are cases of infections and things like that.
Okay, well, we're going to do a tip of the week then, Arthur. And we'll come back next week with more from Dr. Perry. But right now, type of plastics to live without. If you've been meaning to get iffy plastics out of your life, this news could be a kick in your pants. Exposure to BPA, you know about. That's in receipts. But DEHP, it's a phthalate found in many plastic household items, has now been linked to reduced thyroid hormones, which every cell in your body and mind depend on. While more research is needed, we're not waiting. We nixed plastics made with BPA and now with DEHP. Now we're shunning thermal paper receipts like those at gas stations and fast food restaurants, which you handle with your hands, and then if you eat, you get the BPA. That's especially true to avoid if you're potentially pregnant. Imagine picking up something linked to cancer, miscarriage, fertility, decreased fertility, obesity, immunity, and sexual development problems. You'd throw it away faster than Peyton Manning would write. That describes BPA. Similar lab studies have now linked DEHP and other phthalates to low sperm counts, reproductive problems, and liver cancer. BPA is likely to be in older, clear, hard, refillable plastic water bottles, pitchers, and baby bottles. Most new models say BPA-free on them. But it's also in the lining of about 80% of food cans, so choose fresh or frozen foods or look for can labels that shout no BPA. and turn down all register receipts and wash your hands after reading them. About phthalates, six have been banned from cosmetics and kids' toys since 2008, but others still lurk in toys, food packages, shower curtains, raincoats, hoses, even shampoos. So tip from a toxicologist, avoid stuff with a plasticky odor or air it out in the backyard or porch for a few days before using. And that's the Real Age Tip of the Week. We want to thank Sonar for great engineering, Bridget, if you will, Adam Bernstein, Gary Ginsburg, and Ashley for great guest appearances. Remember, Top Dog is a book. And thanks, Sonar, and especially you for listening to us. We'll be back with a new show next week. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Email us anytime at udocs@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start insures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission, to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.